take a look at the financial situation of the bus companies, and one will see that both KMB and NLB came out of the red last year. KMB turned from a loss of $41.2 million in 2022 to a profit of $20.2 million last year. In the first half of this year, it also made a profit of $21.9 million, showing a continuous improvement in profitability. The 4.3% increase in KMB fares will generate $290 million more in revenue from bus operations alone. That inevitably invites doubts about whether KMB's coming fare hike is reasonable.